evil elementals. You'll never want to encounter an ancient elemental. Just what are malevolent elementals? Overall, elementals are nature spirits that have existed long before humanity. Most of these supernatural beings are relatively harmless. However, folklore claims the existence of a kind of elemental that is quite vile and lurks near ancient ruins and burial mounds. Furthermore, elementals such as these often have a bizarre appearance. Frequently, these creatures are usually a mix of an animal with human-like facial features. Not only that, but parts of them are reported as looking like decomposing flesh. For example, the evil kinds of elementals are accompanied with an incredibly bad odor. Additionally, another trademark of an evil elemental is its piercing eyes that look incredibly malevolent and follow your every move. Surprisingly, individuals that have seen an evil elemental can't decide exactly what they are. The British Isles are famous for evil elementals. The British Isles has had its share of elemental sightings and elementals that haunt particular locations over the centuries. Consider the resident evil elemental is at Leap Castle in Ireland. Specifically, this infamous elemental even has a pet name, IT. In fact, a one-time occupant, Mildred Darby, witnessed the elemental IT. What is more, she writes about this encounter in an article for the Occult Review in 1908. Mildred describes her horrific meeting. Its face was human, or to be more accurate, inhuman in its vileness. The lust reflected in the eyes, which seemed half decomposed in black cavities, stared into mine. The horrible smell. Consequently, the beasted of Leap Castle gained notoriety over the decades. In particular, tourists and paranormal investigators visit Leap Castle to hopefully catch a glimpse of IT. Paranormal experts describe encounters with evil elementals. A Mr. Jeffrey Hodson described an encounter with a classic elemental in 1922. This sighting occurred in the Hilly Lake District in northwest England. This story from the book, Ghosts, by Roger Clark, made my hair stand on end. Quote, after a scramble of several hundred feet up a rocky glen, we turned to one side onto the open fell where it faces a rocky crag. Immediately on reaching the open, we became aware, with startling suddenness, of the presence of a great nature deva, who appeared to be partly buried the hillside. Moreover, my impression was of a huge, brilliant crimson bat-like thing which fixed a pair of burning eyes upon me. Additionally, the form was not concentrated into the true human shape, but was somehow spread out like a bat with a human face and eyes, and with wings outstretched on the mountainside. Shockingly, as soon as it felt itself observed, the beast flashed into its proper shape as if to confront us. It fixed its piercing eyes upon us, and then sank into the hillside and disappeared. End quote. Peter Underwood on the topic of elementals. Peter Underwood, 1923 a Euro 2014, is one of my favorite authors on ghosts. As a paranormal researcher and prolific writer on spirits of all kinds, Underwood asserts that elementals are ghosts connected to burial grounds and are primitive race memory manifestations. In contrast, New Millennium ghost hunters might mistakenly place malevolent elementals into the category of demons. Above all, possessing a human is the prime goal of demons. Most importantly, no elemental that I'm aware of has been known to attempt to possess a human being. Early 20th century ghost story author, Robert Ickman. Robert Ickman, 1914 a Euro 1981, another foremost ghost story writer, describes the more malevolent variety of elementals in this way. Quote, to illustrate, elementals are exceedingly primitive entities. They squat in a simple pale, and to stare at one. Furthermore, Even in the dusk, though it seems they can appear in the fullest horror of daylight, to see one is instant insanity. End quote. Prime Minister, Balfour, sees an evil elemental. Arthur Balfour, former Prime Minister of England, had an encounter with an evil elemental. Balfour had a profound interest in psychic phenomena. He once accompanied a group to witness an elemental that was said to occasionally materialize in an old manor house in Somerset. The story goes that the elemental did appear on that occasion, and that one of the party gazed too long in the face of the creature. It's claimed the man was never the same. Although accounts such as these creatures may seem absurd and fantastical, primitive indigenous peoples through the ages have believed in the existence of elementals, both benign and malevolent. In today's world, many shamans, nature Wiccans, and a smattering of paranormal researchers accept the reality of these evil creatures as truly existing. Evil elementals are a worldwide phenomenon. Evil elementals are not just part of the mythology of the British Isles. Countless locations worldwide have reported strange and terrifying half-man, half-animal supernatural creatures. And the phenomenon attributed to them is eerily similar. Moreover, Native American mythology mentions a dreaded creature that fits the description of an evil elemental. Surprisingly, early settlers in America have left accounts as well. In conclusion, you'll most likely never encounter an evil and strange-looking elemental. That is, not unless you prowl ancient gravesites. Nonetheless, many do believe that they exist even in today's world. If you do happen to encounter an elemental such as this, my best advice is to back away slowly and then run.